Back home again now, and it's relatively cheap, easily accessible, and highly addictive. And Aboriginal drug and alcohol workers are warning that methamphetamine, or ice, is becoming a cross-generational drug for too many people in Indigenous communities. A national conference in Adelaide this week is looking at ways to deal with the growing problem, as Caroline Winter reports.
Peter Jack had his first shot of heroin at 18. It was an addiction that gripped him for years.
When I was about 44, still using a bit, starting to slow down, but not as much as I should have, and I ended up overdosing in a public facility somewhere and woke up with a broken leg and thought, nah, that's it. Last thing I want is for my kids, the last thing they know of Dad is that he died in a toilet somewhere of a heroin overdose.
Peter Jack was of the stolen generation who grew up surrounded by racism and fell in with the wrong crowd. But after cheating death, he got clean and completely turned his life around. He now helps others at risk, but worries about the intergenerational nature of drug use in Aboriginal communities.
The kids might be in their late 20s or something, and their grandparents are just hitting 50. So they sit down and socialise with each other, and they might end up smoking bongs with each other or even shooting up with each other. And it just goes on from there. But a lot of it's the intergenerational trauma that they're trying to mask with the drugs.
While alcohol and cannabis are still the two most abused substances in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, James Ward from the South Australian Health and Medical Institute says ICE is close behind.
What we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years is really a massive escalation of this drug into even regional areas and particularly remote areas where the drug's particularly attractive to people. It's not only is it accessible, it's relatively cheap, and it gives people a very big high, and it's highly addictive.
His organisation is about to undertake a research project to address methamphetamine use in 10 communities across Australia.
What we're trying to do is develop both community-led interventions to try and address methamphetamines from a community-led perspective, but also clinical interventions so that when people do present to health services, that there are some options for them to deal with their addiction or their escalating issue associated with ICE in the longer term.
He's one of 300 Indigenous drug and alcohol workers in Adelaide for a conference looking at ways to tackle the growing ICE epidemic at the front line. Accessible and culturally appropriate community-led programs are making a difference. But Director of the Aboriginal Drug and Alcohol Council of South Australia, Scott Wilson, says broadly help is scarce and national campaigns which focus on the violence and psychosis linked to ICE is deterring the workforce.
There tends to be a reluctance on their part to go and deal with somebody who might have a meth issue because they're not 100% sure whether, you know, are they going to go off, are they going to be violent or whatever.
Scott Wilson suggests an approach like that used to reduce petrol sniffing will help break the cycle of ICE abuse.
It wasn't just, oh, here's Opal Fuel. There were diversionary type programs that sort of make it less likely or give them other things to do rather than sitting around waiting to score some more ice.
The conference finishes tomorrow.
Caroline Winter in Adelaide with that report.